Tim Twentyman and Michael Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, you know, the first wave of free agency is over. Obviously, the Lions were very busy in that. But now, 3 weeks later, I mean, the Lions are still bringing in guys. You know, college prospects are here on pre-draft visits. Certainly, the offseason is not over, and the draft is coming up in a couple weeks. But I want to go over four guys in particular that have been here over the last couple weeks and just kind of get your opinion on them. First off, David Akers, the kicker, came in for a visit this week. And just that David Akers versus Jason Hansen argument that the Lions are maybe dealing with right now.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you got the same four I've got written down here. David Akers, look, I made a joke about it. He's 38 years old. Is this a youth movement replacing Jason Hansen, who's 42? No, it depends on what you're looking for. I think, you know, Akers has got a little more leg strength last year, even though he's 38 years old, kicked a 63-yard field goal for the 49ers. His percentage not that great, 69% compared to 80-plus for Jason Hansen, but he had 40 touchbacks. Jason Hansen had 30, so, you know, a little more leg strength. You know, he had an injury, Akers did, something around his leg that he fought through. Jason had a plantar fasciitis that he fought through all year. I think this one's a close call. I think the Lions will keep Jason Hansen, but nothing would surprise me in this one.
Akers is a Pro Bowl caliber kicker. He went to the Pro Bowl 44 of 52 field goals in 2011. You mentioned it. He dipped back 29 of 42, but when you add the strength that you get versus Hansen in terms of leg strength, where do you weigh that and where does it fit in with money?
You know what I think it's going to boil down to? They're going to ultimately, here's the offer. It's on the table. Who wants it?
Another guy who was in Darius Hayward Bay, the wide receiver, ended up coming here, visiting, signed with the Indianapolis Colts. Just your thoughts on him and where the Lions go now in trying to fill that number two receiver spot.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting, Hayward Bay, just for a couple of reasons. You know, Matthew Stafford supposedly followed him on Twitter. That's news these days. You're following somebody. This is a guy who really did nothing with Oakland. He was a high draft pick, high first-round draft pick. You know, he's got speed, yeah, but he's a one-route runner, so I didn't see what he added here. $2 million was too much, and $3 million is just out of the question,
in
my opinion.
I agree with you that the $3 million was too much. I mean, he was a guy that was intriguing to me because of the speed, and what can he do opposite Calvin Johnson with a quarterback, which he never had in Oakland. I think you maybe take that into consideration a little bit. You know, look, the ball still got there, and he dropped his fair share of them. So I agree with you, how much can you resurrect that? But in terms of where they go from here, to me, they've already brought in guys like Cordell Patterson, Justin Hunter, Robert Woods in terms of the draft. And I think that's probably the way they go now, is you're still looking for that outside threat. They've got a lot of guys opposite Calvin that are really good slot guys, Burleson, Broyles. They need that outside threat, a guy that can stretch the field. I think Hayward Bay was a need for them.
Speed receivers, and I'm just not saying that Hayward Bay filled that role. Just in my opinion, if you can only run one route effectively, you can single cover him all day.
But can you run with him? You know, 4-3 is 4-3.
Get a head start.
And that's the thing, yeah.
That's all. Get a head start. That's all.
You know,
simple. Gunther Cunningham, are you listening?
Yeah.